This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential election is just about 2 weeks away. Both campaigns are ratcheting up their attacks in an effort to tip the balance. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So some major polls out over the weekend give the president a lead over Senator Kerry. Any significance to that as you see it?
Yes, there's some, which is that the Kerry momentum, such as it was, seems to have been stopped. As you know, Bush had been ahead before the first debate, and then Kerry had pulled even and stayed there. If he had pulled ahead in the most recent polls, then I think that we would all begin to believe that there really was some momentum behind his campaign that could take him straight into the election. Now, if there was any momentum, it stalled. We're back where we were at a tied election, with, in most of these polls, the president slightly in the lead, and in some polls, significantly in the lead.
Now, we notice each of these candidates trying to make a headline each day as he travels around, but is there really anything that the candidates can do to shake up things at this point?
Well, I think that they'll continue to do what they've been doing, which is attack, 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 and I think it's going to get even more unpleasant in the next couple of weeks. They are going to the tried and true statements of each party. So the Republicans are accusing Kerry of being too liberal and being soft on defense with an underlay of terrorism, soft on terrorism. And Kerry is going with against the Republicans as being, you know, in the pockets of the rich and saying that they threaten Social Security. And he got some wind behind that sail this weekend because there was a New York Times Magazine piece about President Bush that quoted him telling a wealthy group at some point last year that after he was reelected that he would privatize Social Security. So the Kerry forces have taken that and run with it, and you can expect to hear a great deal more about that. The other thing, of course, that the candidates have to do is to avoid making mistakes in these next couple of weeks. And it is possible that John Kerry made a more significant mistake than anybody realized when he invoked the name of Mary Cheney in the last debate. That, of course, is the vice president's openly gay daughter. But the fact that Kerry used her name to make his points seems to have infuriated a good many voters. And that might be one of the reasons that he seems to be struggling again.
Well, Cokie, we both said there's about 2 weeks left. Do you think there really are only 2 weeks left here?
Please, God, let there be only 2 weeks left. It is true. All of the professional politicians are talking about a post-election scenario. As one of them said to me at the last debate, the second-to-last debate, the nightmare that we're all looking at is six Floridas in 2004. And as you know, the legal teams are being organized and heading out into each of the battleground states. And there is a great deal of concern that the votes be counted. There are a lot of new voting machines, new equipment, and there are these provisional votes that no one is quite sure how to count. Plus, there's so much conversation about a lot of new voters being organized and getting out to vote that there could be a lot of problem with new voters' ballots. So there is a tremendous amount of concern about what happens post-election, whether the election is over on Election Day.
Thanks. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us every Monday to talk about politics and will continue to join us as many Mondays as it takes.